This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday morning to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial right here, 1310 WIBA. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. And we are joined in studio this week by our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, Sean. How are you?
Doing great. Great to see you, Andy. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Excited about this warm summer weather.
Yes. It's been, we had a great few days. It looked like a little rain today and it's spring and summer and warm.
The weeds love it.
Yes, they sure do. We've got a great conversation ahead. We're going to be talking Social Security, which is and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Malia, probably one of the most popular conversations and areas
Definitely.
That we cover. Yeah. So we're going to get down to that in just a moment. Another thing to keep in mind during the program, each and every week we do the Klaus Quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. No exception this week. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Chili's. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Just a little tip, though, if you listen closely to the show, typically the answer to the quiz question of the week comes up during the program. And again, before we start talking Social Security, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz question of the week and not only get the question, but the answer as well.
Yes, thanks everyone for listening, and congratulations to our winner last week, Luann from Sun Prairie. So last week's question was, after the age of 70 and a half, where can you still contribute retirement monies into? Was it A, a traditional IRA, or B, a Roth IRA? And the correct answer was B, you can still contribute money into a Roth IRA.
Very, very good. And again, we'll do another Klaus Quiz Question Week on this week's program as well. So listen to the show very, very closely. So many people, of course, depend on their future Social Security benefits for their income. So we're going to be talking about understanding how those benefits coordinate with both your spouse or ex-spouses. It's an important part of this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think, we do have a lot of interest every single week around Social Security. That's why we do bring it up quite a bit. I think Sean listens intently. He wonders if it'll still be around by the time he collects. So he really loves these shows. A couple of facts. We like to educate our listeners regarding Social Security, kind of big picture. And what we read this morning was in 2019, Social Security estimates that 64 million Americans are going to receive over $1 trillion in benefits. So if you can wrap your head around how big that is, it's huge. And Social Security benefits actually represent about 33% of income for seniors. And in some cases, 90% of married or unmarried persons depend on Social Security exclusively for their income. So very important to understand the mechanics of it and really to understand for yourself, before you just simply sign up for your benefit, you really need to do perhaps a little research. We often direct our clients to Social Security directly, either online or visiting their local offices, calling and setting an appointment ahead of time. But when you go online and you set up your own account, you used to get those flyers in the mail, green and white. They don't send them out very often anymore. So you just go to ssa.gov and set up your own account. You'll see down at the bottom, it'll say My Benefit, lower left-hand side, My Social Security Benefit, so that you can understand what your benefit is going to look like when you do hit retirement age. So one question people come up with, which is a valid one, is what happens if, I have a spouse, or what if I have an ex-spouse? So if you do have a spouse or an ex-spouse, there's several things you need to really be aware of. And we need to understand that Social Security spousal benefit is available to either current spouses, widowed spouses, or ex-spouses. And there's a lot of rules that circulate around that. So in other words, you perhaps did not earn enough throughout your working career to even have a benefit that you'll receive on your own merit. And simply by having been married or be married with an ex-spouse of at least 10 years, or if you're widowed, you could perhaps collect on that other person's record. So some eligibility rules to be aware of. So for current and ex-spouses, if you're married over 10 years and you did not remarry prior to age 60, both have eligibility for spousal benefits. I was speaking with a client yesterday who actually remarried after the age of 60, and so she's actually able to collect off her ex-spouse's benefit for a period of time and then switch over to perhaps her benefit or her current spouse's half of his benefit, depending on the time. So everyone's situation is going to be a little bit different. But if nobody told you this was even available, we're afraid that some of these benefits could go unclaimed. And Social Security is not necessarily going to say, hey, by the way, we need to pay you more. You have to be your own advocate and make sure you understand your choices. Something else to know is that you have to be at least 62 to file to receive a spousal benefit. And you're not eligible to receive a spousal benefit until your spouse files for their own benefit first. That's if you're currently married. So let's say you did not have benefits coming to you on your own record. You would be entitled to collect up to half of your spouse's benefit. You don't receive the same amount of benefit, but half of theirs. That can't start until they've actually filed. But that's for current spouses. There's a big differing point here. If you have an ex-spouse, you can receive a spousal benefit based on your ex-spouse's record, even if that spouse has not filed for his or her own benefits. But your ex must be age 62 or older. So you see, there's all these little caveats, but as long as you are aware of them, you can reach out to Social Security and find out for yourself. Another important note is taking the spousal benefit doesn't reduce or change the amount of your current spouse, your ex-spouse, or your ex-spouse's current spouse, what they could receive. So if you can follow that logic. But again, since Social Security represents such a large nugget for retirees, you want to get it right. It's really important because this could be your sole future income. So we want to make sure that you know all the caveats.
It is so interesting and so surprising that a program administered by the government would be so complex.
What a surprise.
Yeah, where's the rim shot when you need it? Talking with Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow, of course, come to us from Kloss Financial, and they bring you Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget, you can find Kloss online. They're the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for Malia and Andy, they are here to answer those questions for you right now. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll talk with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial a little bit more about Social Security. And of course, if you are going off your spouse's record, what you need to know about, we will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can always call Kloss Financial right here in Madison, their office. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. And of course, you can find them as well online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Joined by Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow this morning from Kloss Financial, talking about Social Security and specifically when it comes to your spouse, yourself and your spouse, and how Social Security works when you are married, divorced, or widowed. Let's talk then about some of the Social Security benefits. I think a lot of people often have questions about drawing Social Security benefits from your spouse's record. There's some things you need to know there, aren't there?
There sure are, and that's a great question. You know, we That's why we enjoy talking about this so much. It's a lot of fun to help clients and prospective clients navigate all the complexities surrounding Social Security. So as a spouse, you can claim a Social Security benefit based on your own earnings record, or you can collect a spousal benefit that will provide you 50% of your spouse's Social Security benefit as calculated at their full retirement age. Again, you can collect off your own record, or you can get 50% of your spouse's. You're automatically entitled to receive either a benefit based on your own earnings or a spousal benefit based on your spouse's or ex-spouse's earnings, as Malia alluded to earlier. So when you go to apply, Social Security will then calculate and pay you the higher amount. Now, you might wonder how early retirements will affect the benefits, and this is really an area where it's important to be careful. If you collect a spousal benefit and you begin collecting this benefit before you reach your FRA, your benefit will actually be permanently reduced. If you collect any type of benefit before your FRA and you continue to work and receive earned income, you may owe some of your benefits back. Once you reach FRA, though, you can collect Social Security and earn any amount from working that you want without being subject to a reduction in benefits or penalty.
Very, very good stuff. Talking with Andy Yadro, Malia Cuevas, and Mr. Roboto this morning. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And joining us this morning is Richard. Richard, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and Andy Yadro from Claus Financial.
Good morning. I just plan on retiring. I'm 62. Looks like I got a nice pension coming also. The question is, I had a child late. He'll be around 8 years old by the time I retire. My understanding is, talking to other people that actually have done this, that would you get some kind of benefit once I file, I'm still alive?
Richard, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
The actually didn't hear your question. Your cell phone sounds okay. Like it might not have the best service.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll try one more time. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, so I plan on retiring when I'm 62. I have an 8-year-old boy by that time. But will you get some kind of benefit for that?
Would your child get a benefit for you retiring at 62?
Yeah, well, he gets it.
He would not receive anything unless something were to happen to you or if he became disabled at some point in time. But just by you filing at 62 does not automatically entitle him to benefits at his young age. Does that kind of answer your question?
Because I know I talked to people that they have done it. I didn't know.
I'm not sure.
You may want to check directly with Social Security that we're not missing a benefit, but. And what Andy was just saying is what we understand. Just by you filing does not turn on a benefit for your dependent. Check on that,
Malia. Would there be something, or Andy, would there be something to be said? Let's say that he starts collecting Social Security, or any individual starts collecting Social Security. They have a minor child, and that person were to pass away. Would that child have any benefit
Correct. There?
Okay, all right. So that is something. And maybe Richard, that's what you were hearing about. Just judging by the strength of your voice, you're going to be around for a very, very long time. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and Andy Yadro. They come to us from Claus Financial. Talking this morning about Social Security benefits. And Andy, we were talking just before Richard called in a little bit about some of the ins and outs when it comes to coming off your spouse's records. Other things else that people need to know in that area?
Yeah, we were kind of leaving off there on early retirement and the effect that will have on your benefits. So again, area to be careful around, but another point here, if your spouse takes Social Security early and then you take a spousal benefit early, you're kind of doubling down there and you're going to be significantly reducing the benefits that will be paid out over your lifetime. And in addition to that, you'll also permanently reduce the survivor benefit when the first spouse passes away. So before applying for spousal benefits, you really need to take a step back, understand how your spouse's benefit may be affected if you take the benefits early, and then ultimately what will happen upon the death of a spouse. Another important thing to know about is what's called a restricted application. So some people may have heard a strategy of choosing to receive a spousal benefit based on a restricted application. So if you were born on or before January 1st of 1954, after you reach FRA, you can choose to receive only the spousal benefit by filing a restricted application. By doing this, you are delaying receiving your own retirement benefits based on your earnings record until a later date. For example, at age 70, you could switch from receiving a spousal benefit to receiving your own potentially higher benefit amount. Now, if you were born after January 2nd of 1954, you will not be able to restrict your application and receive spousal benefits because the laws changed, unfortunately, November 2nd of 2015. So bottom line is, for any listeners out there born before 1954, this is definitely a strategy you would like to strongly consider.
Very, very good information as always. Andy Audro and, of course, Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claas Financial online, claasfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also pick up the phone and give them a call, Claas Financial, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claas Financial. It is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, again, no charge for that initial appointment at Claas Financial. You're also going to hold on to that number because coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Claas Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Chili's. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Andy next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're talking Social Security specifically. If you have a spouse or have had a spouse, some of the ins and outs about collecting Social Security. And we are joined by Malia Cuevas and Andy Yadro, of course, from Claas Financial online, claasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claas Financial. Before we get to the Claas Quiz Question Week, let's talk about if somebody passes, what needs to be known there? What are some of the caveats when it comes to Social Security and collecting Social Security?
So, great question. So, if you become a widow or a widower, please know that upon the death of your spouse, you'll continue to receive your benefit or your spouse's, whichever is higher of the two, but you won't receive both. And that's a really important item that your financial planner should be looking at with you. Not that we're expecting everyone to pass away, but at some point it will happen, and we want to make sure that we're covering that angle if, in fact, suddenly you're without that second Social Security benefit coming into the household. Where are we going to draw additional income from your investments or otherwise? So very important to understand. In addition to the surviving spouse getting the higher of the two, they are also eligible, it's almost hilarious to say this, for a lump sum payment from Social Security of $255.
Ooh.
Upon the death of a spouse. So that really hasn't kept up with inflation. That's just Social Security's little benefit. But just to know this is important. After the second person passes, the Social Security Administration does not pay out a second benefit to the estate. So we run into this with beneficiaries. They're like, I heard there was this benefit, and it's like, nope, one time and done on the 255. Mm. You can collect a survivor's benefit as early as the age of 60. So widows and widowers can restrict their application to file for their own benefit or the widower benefit and later switch to the other benefit amount, similar to the restricted application that Andy was talking about, but this is specific to the widows or widowers. And when married couples choose to maximize the highest earning spouse's benefit, Andy said, as he said, it's a very important number to consider because, you're looking at delaying benefits, trying to get the highest amount. And, if you calculate it out, it could be the difference of $50,000 to $250,000 of a difference, depending on the longevity of one of the spouses. So you want to slow down. Overall, married couples can optimize their benefits by working together, making decisions to maximize those benefits. So sit down with your financial planner and with Social Security and draw out what's the best situation for yourself.
And you've been thinking about sitting down with a financial planner. Got a couple of the best in the business right here with Claas Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, claasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about Claas Financial on their website, learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Best thing to do, just pick up the phone, give them a call right now. Not going to cost you anything for the initial get to know you appointment at Claas Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442 442- 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for that for Kloss Financial. Again, that first appointment is complimentary. Also, hold on to that telephone number because now it is time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Chili's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage can a spouse collect of their spouse's Social Security benefit at their full retirement age? Is it 50% or 100%? 442-5637. First call with the correct answer to 442-5637. We'll win that $25 gift card for Chili's. And again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 442-5637. Malia, Andy, great to see both of you. You guys have a fantastic week.
You too, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. And the doctor checks in next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.